What's up, Kasaku? Welcome back to episode 36 of the Samurai Summit podcast. I'm your host, Stoh, and with me is the beautiful, the handsome, Rhythmic. Welcome back with another episode, actually. It's episode 36. So if you're new to the channel, I'm sorry, not to the channel, to the podcast, we do talk about anything related, from video games, from manga, anime, light novels, card games as well. And sometimes, we haven't done it recently, but sometimes music as well. Mm-hmm. And if you're all to the podcast, welcome back. We appreciate you. And yeah, with me, Rhythmic, how you been?
Achoo. I've been doing pretty good. Yeah, well, you know, after COVID, I still got that lingering cough. So, you know, it gets annoying at times. It's been keeping me from going to the gym. So that's a bit annoying. But aside from that and the heat wave that we've been getting around here for a little bit, you know, it's a little annoying. But I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, it's... I've been doing well, nothing too crazy, just the usual, just still catching a little bit with Bleach, which was a little bit annoying because it went to fillers when it wasn't a good part. Like, it's not like it was, you know, going to a different arc. It was in the middle of a fight and then they did two fillers just because of the, I think it was the 10th anniversary. By the, when the, those episodes came out, they were pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie, but I kind of wanted to watch the main story. And yeah, nothing else. Haven't really, dude, I'm so fucking salty, which we could talk about it, because I mean, it's gonna be, it seems a pretty short episode, just like news overall. They're not that long to talk. We could actually just talk towards the end, so we just get over the news, and then that could be like one of our main talks. Just remind me, Demon Slayer PS5.
Okay.
And we just talk about it a little bit later. Other than that, I bought more White Stars from that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
Ooh.
I bought a whole box. I only pulled one SR. It wasn't that great of an SR. It was the girl with the big boobs. You're like, which one?
Oh, and that's the best one.
The one with the purple. All
right, what anime are we talking about again?
Tensura.
Our slime. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Shion.
Shion. Okay, yeah.
Because Shion and her. Shuna. Shuna is the princess.
There you go. I was getting confused. Something with S. Yeah, so I got her. My buddy, he bought a booster box from Tokyo Revengers and a deck. He did get two SR. He didn't look that happy because I guess he was hoping for one of his favorite characters. And he didn't get a stamped card. But it still was fun, though. And that's the only thing I've been kind of, you know, anime related. What about you?
Oh, well, you know, as you know, I've been binge watching Bleach as well.
Still? He's not caught up yet?
I don't know. It's a shit ton of them. But I was able to skip a cool bit because a page told me that they were canon, or not canon, that they were on filler. So now I'm checking on this other website because it pretty much told me, like, after, like, God damn it, what was it? I think, like, 70 or something up until, like, 130 was filler.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I told you. Like, I didn't know there were fillers until I actually saw that it wasn't in the manga.
Okay, so none of that is in the manga?
Yeah, none of that. But there were, for me, some people didn't like it. Some people did. I personally did enjoy the arc. That was pretty entertaining.
Oh, yeah. From 63 to 110. All right. So it wasn't that bad. All right. Because for a second, I got worried right here because I'm seeing that it has a list of the filler episodes and it's not that much. Like, what the hell? So I just skipped all these episodes and it wasn't actually filler? Oh, no, but there it is. From 64 to 108. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Then you guys heard it first. Fake fan. Might as well you should just read the manga.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what I'm going to end up doing anyway. Because I do like the art side and I want to know exactly how things are happening. But it is still a little, like, messed up and also, like, confusing because they introduced some characters during that whole arc, which I don't even know if it's canon or not. Because it's pretty much the Bound arc, right?
The one with the dolls that they can manipulate different
dolls? They come by somewhere during that, but the main villain is like some guy with white hair. Refers to him as a Bound. Because I'm pretty sure they're doing this for the anime watch, because supposedly you watched all this, and they keep on making references to all this stuff. And plus, along with the additions, I slowly understood what they are, but I still don't fully know about it. So I'm considering it. I might end up going back.
That's why I went back to actually watching Bleach from the beginning, because I did skip some episodes. Mm-hmm. But like, nah, I can do that. So I started watching from the beginning. And yeah, you do get those fillers. Then you get some fillers when the Sanpakutos actually get into their physical form.
Yeah.
and they escape from the sword, and then the sword reprint trying to get her Sanpakuto to back. What? Those are pretty cool. Yeah, like I said, those are not canon. They're non-canon, but they're pretty cool to watch. That's why I just watched the whole thing. Like, you know what? I'm just going to watch all fillers, everything, and then just catch up to it.
Okay, so as far as the dolls, are those dolls like canon, or is it just anime specific?
Just anime.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, it was a pretty entertaining arc.
Yeah.
I did like it, but people, just because it's not in the manga and it's a filler, people, most of the time, they would just automatically hate it.
All right, I was going to say, it does look entertaining, but at the same time, you could kind of tell at bits, especially with how the fight ended and how like this one also starts, that they end in pretty similar ways, so that you can see the merch there. But also, there's enough little details in there where they make references to this previous whole arc that kind of messes it up. And it had me question, like, was it really canon or not?
Just think about it, like the Naruto fillers, you know, after the Naruto Sasuke fight,
mm-hmm.
all those like almost 100 episodes, they were all fillers trying to look for Sasuke and shit like that. They make reference like, oh, could that be Sasuke or Orochimaru, shit like that, something like that, but they're not boring like the Naruto fillers.
Yeah, but the difference with the Naruto fillers and even like stuff with Dragon Ball is that they don't, and One Piece too, they don't make much reference to it afterward. They're maybe like one or two episodes after they stop the reference. But Bleach, I've already, like, another 20 or 30 episodes in, and they still make a lot of references to it. Because where I'm at right now is Ichigo, well, I guess, should it still be spoiler warning or no?
No, it's already pretty much, technically, the manga's over, and the anime was over, so. Okay.
All right, so where I'm at right now is Ichigo is going through the whole hollow, like, learning how to suppress his hollow and all that. And he goes into himself, and he fights with the hollow stuff, which is also Zangetsu. So it's a little confusing right there, but anyway, he's fighting with them, but while he's fighting, he's going like into another level of his subconscious, I think, where like people that meant a lot to him are actually helping him out figure out what to do. The first one is what's the guy's name? Oh, Byakuya. He's the first one that he fights. And then in the second bit, he fights with the main villain of the previous arc, the guy with the white hair, I don't remember his name. Oh, and also tell him, like, oh, you don't have a true Bankai. Like, what do you mean I'm in the Bankai state? Like, yeah, you don't know. You're too young. You don't know.
You still need 1,000 years of experience.
Yeah. So stuff like that, you know, where it's already pretty much removed, you know, from all that, but they're still making references to these other people. And then also they're finding ways to tie in those dolls, which you're saying that are not canon. They're still finding ways to tie them into the story and kind of make it all together. So, and I guess in that kind of a sense, the Bleach manga and the anime, they're similar stories, but they're also separate, right?
Or
does the filler get, like, just removed later on?
Yeah, it just pretty much, you know how sometimes when they come out with filler, they kind of, like, mix it in so it feels like it's not a filler, but it's a filler, so I just bring, but, yeah. Like I said, me, because I really don't remember too much of those episodes, I mean, it's been more than 10 years.
Yeah.
I do want to go back to read the manga, because the manga, for sure, I didn't read it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think I started reading it like during the Spada arc.
Oh.
And then just finish it. I do gotta say, after the Spada arc, you know, ice and all that.
Yeah.
The other arc is super boring. That one, I thought it was a filler. It's just so freaking boring. I prefer the arc, the one with the guy with the white hair, the dolls or whatever they're called. Yeah. The one that looks like a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I prefer that fucking arc more than the other one. Like, so boring. You know, like, really? Like, I don't know. Mm. And then that's after that. Then you go to the final arc, which is good. But I gotta suffer through that. I think, I remember if I read that one through in the manga, the second to the final arc, or I watched the episodes on that one, like I skipped to that part because I was reading the manga. Yeah, I don't remember that well, but anyways, I still have to watch them all again, because then I won't sleep good at night if I know that I skip an episode. That's just who I am as a person.
Wait, so there's just another two arcs left, like major arcs? I'm that close to the end?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because technically, it's pretty much saving Rukia.
Yeah.
Then is the Spada, the whole Spada arc.
Yeah, with the
and then is the this is the other one, then the Thousand Year War.
Huh.
Technically those. But like I said, there's like fillers in between. So that was more episodes. But there's some long arcs too. Okay. Because then we ice in, they go back to the past, so you know exactly what happens. Like flashbacks. So there's like a whole episodes of the past. And you're like, oh, okay. And then you, more answers, more questions get answered. But overall, a good, solid series. That was one of the top three. So I consider top four. I don't believe in top three. I believe in top four. Right. Which is Dragon Ball, Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. Don't have top four. I don't think there's such a thing as top three. My opinion.
So now a question regarding the story. Is it ever confirmed that rebirth or like reincarnation is a thing or no?
I see, like someone dies and they come back to life again?
Like once you die in this, within Soul Society, like your soul just gets pushed back again, like into the world. Mainly going off of how Ichigo looks a lot like Rukia's, like her senior, the one that died. I think it was also to the, to, what was the guy's name? Like Fish Anchor or whatever it was, the one that killed Ichigo's mom. Oh, no, it wasn't to him. His wife had gone to check out Wicked Window. She came back and she was like attacking everybody. And then the hollow that was within her moved into him. And then Rukia had to kill him.
I don't remember. Because the only thing that I know is if you're like a human and you die, well, then you go into soul, you go to Soul Society.
Yeah.
If you're a human and then, see, because this happened recently. So if you're, I think it was a filler too, but still they couldn't explain it. If you were evil and then you died, So let's say you were evil, like in your human.
Yeah.
And then you die, and then you know you got reincarnated as a hollow, and then you got killed by a Sanpakuto.
Yeah.
You go to hell.
Yeah.
But you were human, then you die, then you turn to a hollow, and then you get killed by a Sanpakuto, then you go to Soul Society because you get purified.
Yeah.
I know that, but going back to actually the human world, that I don't think so, I remember. Like I said, it's been a while.
Yeah, because that's the whole connection that Rukia has to Ichigo, because he looks a lot like that person. The only difference is the hair color. Yeah, they look very similar. Even their mannerisms are fairly similar as well. And I was just wondering if that was ever a thing. You know, if just for whatever reason, especially during this time travel that you're saying they're going to do, if they somehow make it so that that guy's soul goes towards Ichigo.
As far as I remember, I don't think so. Might be wrong. But yeah, when I say they go back in time, I don't mean like the time travel. They just go flashback to 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, whatever
time.
So you know what happened during those scenes. How it kind of came to be. But no, they don't do time travel or anything like that. They just pretty much episodes from the past.
That clears it up. But yeah, it's fucking crazy. But it's just it's crazy, especially now knowing where Ichigo comes from, you know, his lineage. Mm-hmm. Because I already knew of that he was a little bit special, because I ended up watching a death battle. I don't know if you ever watched those. It was a death battle that included him. But I didn't understand at the time. I thought that he was like part ghost or whatever. Uh-huh. But his mom was a Quincy and his dad is a Soul Reaper. I don't know much about him yet, but pretty much he's somewhere in the level of a captain, or maybe he was a captain.
Why are you watching all this shit? Just might as well let me spoil this for you.
To be honest, I don't mind. You go ahead. In fact, it actually is getting me more hyped up. And also, I'm going to tell you about the new anime really.
Because, you know, if you know, we all know. No, because I don't know some viewers, because that's more towards the end, towards the final arc.
Okay, we can talk about it after we're done with it.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, it's getting really good. I'm really hyped for it. And I just keep on watching it nonstop. But there's also a new anime that I started watching that a friend actually told me about when I was at work. Mm-hmm. It's also an isekai anime, but with a bit of a twist to it. Mm-hmm. And so far, there's 3 episodes out. It's on Netflix. I don't know if you still have it yet.
I still do. Which one is it?
It's called Uncle from Another World.
I think I heard about it. I think I heard it in another podcast. I heard somewhere, but I haven't really like looked at anything, not even trailers or anything like that.
Dude, it's hella funny. So main plot, without spoiling too much, is a guy, you know, he ended up getting hit by a truck. Yeah, but he didn't, explode. Yeah, but he didn't explode. He actually fell into a coma. But while he was in a coma, he was in another world. He was gone for 17 years. His nephew is coming to the hospital because he woke up and now someone has to deal with him. The family pretty much tore themselves apart finding who's gonna, you know, be responsible for him. And now the only one that actually is willing to do anything is him. He comes to see how he's doing, you know, hopefully see that he's doing well. But he's...
So yeah, right now my he's choking some dick.
Hey, don't judge me in my personal choices. But yeah, so he comes to see him and see hopefully that he's doing fine and, you know, he can be back to society. But he starts talking in this weird language and like, oh God, he's crazy. He's gone mad. And but then the uncle immediately stops and like, oh, Japanese, it's been a while. And he starts telling him like, oh, it's been 17 years. Where have you been? Like, how do you feel? Like, oh, really? I was 17 years. I was in another world. Like, oh, damn. Well, I got this paperwork to send him to a nursing home. He'll be fine over there. But he keeps on, like, trying to make his point. Like, I was in another world. I can do it. Like, oh, yeah, you're another world. Prove it. You're just lying. And he starts, like, talking to a bottle and saying, like, these random words. But nothing happens. Like, God damn. Yeah, I'm sending him. Sending him somewhere else, but the uncle keeps on like saying different variations, trying to get something to happen.
Like right? Spells, so
yeah, like yeah. Just saying random spells. At first, it was just to move, but now he's actually trying to do something else. It's not working. He's about to give him the news that he sent him somewhere else, and that he has to get a job or whatever. And he says whatever he was saying, but instead of the other language, he says it in Japanese, and all of a sudden, shit starts happening. And the nephew is like, "What the hell? He's actually doing magic?" I told you. He rips the paper right in front of him. And then from there, it's just like funny interactions where...
So pretty much he got the powers, but instead of saying it in the different language, he has to say in Japanese. Yeah. So those powers go...
So there's a bit of a rule that's going on that I've noticed. So if it's anything related to him, to his body, he can say it in the old language, or whatever it's called, I remember. But if it's anything regarding to anyone else in the world or just any other objects, he has to say it in Japanese. Because he has a memory erasure spell, which he can do on himself, and he says it in the language. But if he wants to like do it on someone else, he has to say it in Japanese.
Got it.
If he wants to fly, he can just say the spell for himself. If he wants to make anyone else fly, he has to say it in Japanese.
Okay. Yeah. So whatever's on him, that language, anyone else, Japanese.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, but he was a bit of a shut-in and a bit of a weirdo, too. So, you know, not that good-looking. So he goes over to the New World, and they treat him poorly because they think he's a monster because of his looks. And he complains about this one girl that was always around him and was always just harassing him, saying stuff. He thought that she was just a bitch, essentially. And the nephew is realizing, oh, God, he doesn't realize that he was with the tsundere. And he's crushed because he doesn't know if he should tell him or not. But I'll just leave it at there. But it's hilarious. The animation is actually pretty good. And story-wise, it makes sense. And it's fairly realistic, actually, as to where you would go. And they make a lot of references from 17 years ago because it's pretty much the time that he left off.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's definitely worth the watch. And like I said, it's 3 episodes right now. Even by the time that this episode comes out, it'll still be 3 because it airs every Wednesday. So it's still weekly episodes.
Okay, yeah. So it's probably going to be like a 12 episodes?
Probably. I'd say probably like that. It's definitely good. It puts real life issues, you know, it doesn't necessarily like make it too crazy or too simple.
What's the name of it again?
Uncle from Another World.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I still haven't checked if there's any manga. There likely is, but I want to wait for the anime to, you know, finish on Netflix before I actually go out and buy it.
Is it called Isekai Oji-san? This one right here? I don't know how good it will.
Yes. Yes, I can see it. Yeah, it's that one.
So, according to Mall, my anime list, they don't have a
manga?
A number of episodes. Because usually it has like the number of episodes, even if it's a winter or summer. So, this one might be a
bit of a long runner?
Yeah. Or at least more than one season, or maybe like 20-something episodes. But yeah, usually like when Tomodachi game came out, they knew it was going to be 12 episodes. They put 12 episodes. Same with Family Guy. Spy Family. 10 seasons. So, yeah, that's why I was checking the app right now, but it doesn't show how many episodes it's going
to
be.
Yeah, so they're probably still trying it out to see if, you know, people want to watch it or if they're going to invest in it or not.
And it's in Iseka, so most likely it was a light novel.
Yeah.
But usually Isekas are light novels.
It's really good. If it's for the sake of popularity and getting more people to watch it and, you know, they keep on airing it, everyone, you know, finish this episode of the podcast and then open Netflix and watch it. I promise you all, it's a great watch. It's really fun. It doesn't have too much ecchi, if anything at all, because pretty much most of the time it's just two dudes together, the uncle and the nephew. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try. Not going to lie, though. Every time I watch anime that's not from Crunchyroll,
you're a little skeptical.
For some reason, it feels that it's not anime. Not that I'm skeptical. Because, I mean, One Piece is on Hulu and fucking Shaman King is on Netflix, you know? Yeah. But even when I was watching Shaman King, I'm like, is this really anime? It's on Netflix. Like, what? I don't know, just my mentality, which I know it's anime, but it's just me, you know? Hmm. But yeah, we are going to be moving on with the news of the week.
News, topics, let's go.
So they finally officially announced Kaiju number 8 anime. You probably guys have read that manga already. They released a little teaser video, which is honestly just pictures of buildings.
Yeah, it's just pictures around Japan. You're kind of like hinting towards a disaster.
Yeah, so that's all we got. We still didn't get an exact date. Not sure if it's going to come out this year. I highly doubt it, probably sometime next year. And yeah, that's pretty much all the information we got from Kaiju number 8. I still haven't read the manga yet. I'm probably just going to wait for the anime on this one. Maybe I'll read the manga, not 100% sure. But I'm excited, actually. It just looks so cool. The cover itself, the guy, just the creature, whatever it is, it looks amazing.
Remember, I bought it. I have the first volume of it. Right here, and
I thought you read on the Shonen Jump app or something.
Yeah, I read it. Well, I keep on reading it, but I also bought the volume, and I'm also gonna end up eventually buying the second one, and, you know, as they come out.
Yeah, I was gonna buy the first one too. That one, no, I'm it's that one, but I'm getting confused with another one. Which one is the one? I think it's volume. Hold on, so it's Kai. Let me check volume 2. No, okay. So there's an...
All right, stood up to get it. I'm sitting down. Yeah, right here.
There's another... But there's an... I got confused with another one too. There's another manga. And it starts with an A. AJ, I think. And the cover, it's blue. And it has like a creature. Hmm. But it gets me the vibe. Kind of like Kaiju. But fuck, I can't remember which one it is. Let me see if I could just go to Barcelona real quick.
Yeah, but yeah, just look at this fucking face. It's, you know, it has a shit ton of comedy, which is why I like it. Uh-huh. But then when it gets serious, it gets like really serious.
Yeah, I can't find... I know it started with an A. And I think it was Shonen as well.
Do you know a basic like recap of whatever plot it was or no?
No, like I said, it just looks cool. Because I don't think it was Kaiju number 8, any of them. Or maybe it was. And maybe it was like a different volume. But I'm looking at the covers, at least the first four volumes. Was it Aoki manga or something like that?
I'm not sure because I don't think I've heard of the one that you're talking about.
Fuck, it's going to drive me crazy. Watch, once you see the cover, probably I'll find after the podcast, I'll show it to you. And you're going to be like, oh, okay, yeah. Spoilers. Right,
this is one of the enemies.
Spoiler alert.
Dude, just the artwork and the designs of it, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. And for sure, it's not Jujutsu Kaisen. It was something else.
You see shit like this. Look, the fucking monster form, I like it. I love it.
Yeah, I got a star. I'm probably going to read it too, but most likely not. I'm just going to wait for the anime.
You know, I think it's probably going to come out sometime next year. So, you know, if you don't mind waiting, then you know, power to you, go for it. But I'm hoping that they're able to do it properly mm-hmm. and make it into an awesome show, because this definitely has amazing scenes, amazing choreographies for some of the fights, and just the story along with the little hints and bits of comedy that really get you invested in, make you actually relate to it. Because the main character of this anime, manga, story, he's not a teenager. Although there mm-hmm. is also a teenager protagonist. Well, you know, 18. The main guy here, he's 29, about to turn 30, or already hit 30. And it's pretty much his last shot at being what he wants to be. It's definitely good. It's relatable. And I like it.
It changes the subject real quick. Okay. Because I went to Barnes & Noble trying to look for the volume, but I couldn't. Have you heard of Summertime Rendering?
Summertime Rendering?
Because apparently Barnes & Noble has box set number 2, and it has the Barnes & Noble exclusive edition. And it looks like it might be pretty cool, but haven't heard anything about it.
I'm looking at the artwork, and no, I have not heard anything about this one.
Yeah, but just looking at least the box set, it looks like it's going to be cool. But if you check on the backside, it looks completely different for what I thought it would be. I don't know. It looks weird. Like, I don't know. Like, just looking at the covers, I don't know, like, what type of manga it'll be. You know, what type of series. But just looking at the cover, I might buy it. I might I might look up into Volume 1 if I like it. Oh, you know what? Okay, now that I look at that one, if I'm not mistaken, if I check on my notes, and it says, okay, I actually do, no wonder look familiar. So I have a little list of mangas to buy, which they're going to come out like later in the future or like before I forget. There's, I'll put Summertime Rendering. So that's where it is. That's where I got it from. Because I was watching this YouTube video and they recommended this anime. And I saw it on Twitter as well a few months ago. So, okay. All right. There you go. It makes sense why it sounded so freaking familiar. Mm-hmm. Because of that. But in other news, we got another trailer for Chainsaw Man. Ooh. I kind of saw it. I saw it, but didn't want to look through the whole thing because it's coming out soon. So I'm like, I'm just going to wait. I don't want really nothing to do that much. Only so like maybe 3 seconds, like clicking what? At random times.
Come on, you got to watch it because it doesn't show much of the story because I did watch it. But it does introduce you more towards certain voice characters or voice actors. So you can hear the voices and start to associate with them. I definitely love who they cast for all these roles. And the voices definitely do match with the personalities. And also the voice that I can imagine in my mind already.
Yeah, me, I'm like I said, it just... A few months ahead of us, mm-hmm. so we could watch it. So I'm just gonna wait. I saw that dimension looks sick.
Yeah, Mappa's gonna do an amazing job with it.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm just clicking out and let's just forget about it and wait until October. But I just wanted to announce that it looks pretty sick. Yes. People are saying that it's gonna outtake Bleach and all this and all that. But everyone that has been saying that has been new people that they didn't grow up with Bleach or they haven't seen Bleach. And I'm like, I doubt it. Bleach looks like it's going to be, especially the animation, because we haven't had HD Bleach at all. Mm-hmm. So for the anime. But this is going to be crazy. And then a lot of people say like, oh, it's going to outtake Bleach. And I'm like, relax. No, I don't think it will.
I don't think so because it's, this doesn't cater to anyone, to everyone. And plus, with the type of content and also conversations that they have, it's likely going to be rated mature. So it's not going to be airing everywhere. And it's definitely not going to be recommended for everyone.
Yes. And also speaking of tweets, I saw this tweet today too. Someone posted like, I was like, what are your top 10s? But like, you can have the top 3, meaning Bleach, One Piece, and Naruto, you know, they call the top 3 animes, but people just be like, they don't call that anymore, but whatever. They're like, oh, that means like you don't have good taste. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we're talking shit that the top 3 animes are suck, which is Naruto, Bleach, and manga. And then people are like, how do you know? Do you have any radar? And then that person replied, well, like, I've seen so many spoilers about all of that. I already know what happens. Like, I already know, like, the story, so I could judge them. Like, no, you fucking can. Someone told me it's different than watching it. Like, it's people like you that ruin this fucking anime community, manga community. Just because it's getting back and it's an old anime and it's probably was an anime way. I mean, it's an anime that came out way before you started watching anime or you got into anime or before you were even born. You just want to talk shit on it. I like, it's just people like that that really bothers me. I'm like, you can really judge just because it's a top three and people really praise it because they're really good animes. Naruto, mm-hmm. Bleach, and One Piece. They're really good animes. There's a reason why they're the top three. You know, because they're great, but just to talk shit on them and admitting that you haven't seen it, you only know what happens because of, you know, I mean, it's all animes, people know what happens to those anime. You're gonna just talk shit about it, like, come the fuck down. Psh, psh. I feel like just slapping through my phone, psh, psh. Like, sit down, kid.
Yeah,
you're probably 13 years old behind a keyboard.
Plus, even if you heard about it, it's nothing like watching it.
Exactly.
Nothing could have prepared me for the hype that I would have felt every time that I hear Bankai now. And, you know, more and more people are able to do it. And each one, you know, it's very much a creative design for each one of them. So far, I haven't seen any two that think, oh, they're pretty similar. No, like all of them, they're epic in their own ways. And I really like it.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out which one, but right now I can think of any that are almost the same. But yeah, everyone has their own personality, you know, Ghost Week, what, like the type of weapon they use or shit like that.
So far, the one that I've been more hyped about as far as him being released, I mean, I was hyped for Ichigo, but it wasn't even that bad. The one I felt it for, if I remember his name, Ikkaku.
Oh, the bald dude?
Yeah, the bald dude, the third
scene. I love his Bankai.
Yeah. You know, I thought, oh my god, he's gonna die. You know, his friend is even saying, like, oh, prepare a funeral for him. You know, this is it. He gets smacked. And then all of a sudden, he's still standing up. Like, oh yeah, I'm not done. All right, everyone's busy, so they shouldn't notice. Let's do this. Bankai!
Yeah, it's when I was playing for the Nintendo DS. Mm-hmm. He was one of my characters because he just took over almost the screen because he has the big Bankai, mm-hmm. his blades. I just thought it looks pretty cool. So that one and Renji's were one of my favorite ones. From Hitsugaya.
Yeah, I love Renji's. I just love the big-ass snake.
I used to have, hopefully I can find it, but I doubt it, these little figures. The, you know, anime monster? Before used to call Simply Kids at the mall. So they were like these little anime figures. I had a Bleach one. An Ichigo. With his Bankai. Excuse me. It looks pretty badass. And I also bought a Renji. With his Bankai, so you only saw, I remember he was just his upper body that you were able to see of his whole with legs, but the whole snake was a wrap around him, and it looks so freaking majestic. Hopefully I'm able to find him. If not, I might probably look online and hopefully I see them, but we'll see about that. And in other news, you guys probably won't remember this. Some of you weren't even born. There's a card game called Battle Spirits. It was released in the States, but I think it only lasted like 2 sets.
Damn.
The gameplay was pretty cool, and you actually used little gems, like little stones, like acrylic stones that you got from when you buy like a booster deck.
Yeah.
I probably still have them. The only reason I got it because with my cousin, our cousin actually, we send this form via mail, and then they would send us those trial decks for free to our mail, and we got it. We're like, oh, they look so cool, but then it just completely died. But in Japan, it's been going strong ever since, and they actually have done collaboration, I believe, with One Piece, Digimon, and in recent news, we got that it's coming back to the States. Next year.
So I'm guessing you're asked about it.
I'm kind of excited. I love the artwork on it. It's so good. So I'm going to get into it. Not crazy either. But get into it. Just buy some cards here and there. Play here and there. Just collect them. Still don't know. But if it's the same how I remember we were using the little stones, dude, that shit was the best. And on I think that was it for that. Now Pokemon.
Okay.
We all saw that new trailer got released the past week. We all know Miraidon is the best legendary.
You know, after watching the trailer and seeing that what they're just going to be used for, and you know they're just going to be bikes at the end of the day, it's disappointing. But I will say that Miraidon, the design of it, it is cooler and it actually makes use of its parts.
I was gonna say that, like, which I was like, really? I was expecting. We all saw those fan arts before the new trailer, yeah. Right? Like months ago, how this his you know chest, the one that has the wheels, you know, extends so it could use as wheels for a motorcycle, mm-hmm. and his hands they would kind of like grab it, you know, kind of yeah. like have the wheels so you could ride. I thought it was gonna, oh, like, right, cool. It's like whatever. It's not a big fan of design, but it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But looking at it, like, it still stretches, like he's still just running.
Yeah, like, what's the point of it? Why does he even have it?
Might as well do it without it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I like, dude. They, not gonna lie. I tell you, I like the design, but I would prefer still Miraidon.
Yeah.
But they did him dirty.
Yeah, they did him dirty. But still, I'm still gonna go for it because we need someone else to pick it just so we can get all the Pokemon.
Yeah, we need an outcast to get that Pokemon. Yeah.
And from our friend group, almost everyone is getting Violet already.
Yeah, because it's the best one.
Yeah, but I still want to get Scarlet because the professor, she's a fucking hottie.
I don't know. She has no breasts. She looks more like a dude, not my type of female for me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, she's all muscular. The fuck are you talking about? Like I said, it's not my type of female for me. I would prefer to go with Mr. Stark.
Yeah, because you like dudes.
No, because you know Mr. Stark, he looks fucking amazing.
You like dudes.
Nah, just, you know, he's a better design character.
Oh yeah, never mind. I think I was seeing a lot of fan art, my bad. The fan art went crazy.
Oh, I bet, dude.
Hell yeah.
And also I prefer Violet just because, you know, it's two different ones, more high tech and then more not really tech, the two professors.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite. And you know me, I love my tech shit. So I gotta go with technology all the way.
All right. I am sending you some images to your phone.
It's gonna be there. All right. Let me see why he wanted to go with Scarlet. Okay, see, and this one I prefer better than the regular one. But I still, not enough to be like, oh my gosh, I would go with her. Okay, now that one looks a little bit better. And then the one that Pokemon has.
Oh yeah, then the one that Pokemon has is...
Okay, now that one, they make her a little bit more thicker.
Yeah. And
I like it because she doesn't have the six pack on the last one that you sent me.
Yeah. And the one that Pokemon has is this one. Like, really? you really gonna do me like that?
So if you guys want to look at this picture, I'm pretty sure you could just Google it. you could just probably just Google it and just find them. There was nothing not safe for work, so you guys are still good.
Yeah.
But you might go into that rabbit hole and find some shit like that.
Yeah, probably don't scroll down too much.
Or just don't go to Reddit and then go to the subreddit rule number. Do you remember the number?
34. Yes.
Good. Because I forgot.
Rule just 34 of the internet. If it exists.
There's like this Pepsi that I'm drinking right now. If you check Pepsi rule 34, you're probably going to see a Pepsi and a Coke together.
You know what? You just made me curious. Hold up.
Here we go. So while he's looking at that picture, we also find out that there's going to be co-op. So you're going to be able to do missions with your friends. I think it's going to be up to 4 people though, which is fine, whatever. And you're going to be able to ride with your friends. So I think that was pretty cool. You know, you got to have your motorcycle, your little gang right there, riding around the land. And also it's going to have three stories. One of them is going to be the, you know, doing the gym leader. Excuse me. Like any regular Pokemon game.
Yeah.
But this time you don't have to go in order. Like, you know, go first gym leader and then you have to go to a specific gym leader and then the next one. That one you could just go however the fuck you want. Not sure how they're going to do with the power level of your Pokemon, though. Not sure if they're going to match it or how the fuck they're going to do it. But hopefully they don't fuck it up.
Yeah, that one's going to be a little interesting, just how it and goes.
I do not recall what they mentioned later, though. I mean, for the other stories. I don't know if they ever mentioned what it's going to be. Also, I'm not a big fan of the crystal Pokemons. The only OG crystal Pokemon is Onyx from the anime. That's the only crystal it's allowed to exist. Yeah, it was like a clear bluish crystal Onyx. It looks so badass. That's like the only one I do. Other than that, I just say crystal hat. Not a big fan of them.
Yeah. Hey, I just sent you an image. This is the first thing that came up when I searched Pepsi Rule 34.
Pepsi Rule 34. I fucking knew it. That's exactly what I was expecting.
I mean, there's a lot more. Where what's it called? The anthropomorph? Fuck, whatever that word is. Where they gave it a human body. And it's pretty much like either a thing made out of soda or that buff dude that they had like for the game. The Pepsi game. And they just gave him like a ginormous schlong. Or the opposite, they turned it into a girl and just gave her like hella curves. And it's a lot of that, just Pepsi and Coca-Cola just going at it. It's a lot of what I'm seeing here.
But you didn't hear from us. You didn't hear Rule 34, right, guys? No, let's go with a little rant, which it kind of upset me. And fucking Viz clapped back at me. But whatever. So we all know One Piece Volume 100 got released in the States last week. So other countries, they got a special, Japan, Spain, I think, Italy, or I don't know, other countries, they got a special edition of the 100th volume. And all we got was the same regular volume. Nothing special, nothing else included in it. So we're kind of salty. We as fans, we're kind of salty. So I went on social media. I went on Twitter, replied to their post. We're like, should we bully this the same way we bully the Sonic movie so they could change it? And then this replied to my comment. Bullying is not the way. And the Punocos, like, this is not the way. Do you know the way? They put out like, bruh. I'm like, that's a good ass reply. But fuck you, Viz. Give me my special edition One Piece manga, volume 100, please. And
look, thank you. Being a little Twitter warrior.
Hey, I mean, that's the only way people could hear my voice. I'm pretty sure Viz may have listened to our podcast, you know? Gotta attack them.
They better have been a loyal fucking subscriber for the past 20 years.
Exactly. Me for the past 35, even though I wasn't even born yet, but
that's how loyal.
Exactly. I've been loyal since I was in my dad's balls.
Exactly.
Come on, Viz Media. Just give us one special edition. Every other country fucking did it. So don't be fucking. There was this one that came with this other cover that you could put on or some shit like that. I'm like, that looks fucking badass.
At least that.
Yeah, I mean, even if they don't change the cover, just give us something special or something like an honor or something, you know?
Like a lollipop, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it, lollipop. Let me suck on my disappointments.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, that was my little thing about fucking this media fucking up my shit, man. Oh, did you not talk about manga? You know, well, hopefully you guys remember that I mentioned a few podcasts ago that I pre-ordered the manga volumes from the creator of, I mean, One Piece, but the artwork was from the creator of Dr. Stone.
Yeah.
Do you know that those chapters are in the Shonen Jump app? I was reading it. It starts with Zoro and Mihawk. It's kind of like the story, but I didn't finish it. But like, oh shit, cool. I get to read them in English, I guess.
I did not know that. How can I find those? Or wonder what name are they?
Just put One Piece. And they should just show everything. They also had like these other special ones. Aside from the Food Wars with Sanji. They have other ones.
Oh yeah. Boichi covers. Zolo versus Mihawk.
Yeah. Hilarious. So if you guys want to read him, check out the Shonen Jump app. We should get sponsored by Shonen Jump and Viz Media. Wait, probably not Viz Media anymore because of my little talking shit, talking smack.
Because it shows, or I don't know if there's something messed up with the app, but it shows that it was there and it was added July 21st, 2019. I thought this was on new news.
No, the physical volume.
Oh, the physical
volume. It's the one that's coming out. Yeah. But if you notice, I don't know if they have it there because I was only reading the Mihawk one. But the physical one comes with the one we Ace and Whitebeard.
Oh.
I don't know if you're able to read that one in the Shonen Jump app. I haven't really seen through. Like I said, I was still reading the Mihawk one. Because yeah, on the covers, if you notice in the covers, the one that I showed you had Ace in the middle. And then you see Whitebeard and Luffy. And then you do see Mihawk, I think, and Zoro. So it's like a bunch of little stories combined together.
Yeah, from seeing, at least here on the Shonen Jump app, you can only find this chapter. That's it.
Okay, so yeah, so the physical copy is going to have more story with Shanks. I mean, we One Piece. We Ace, yeah. So that's cool. Now, speaking of One Piece, I mean, we always talk, every episode we talk about One Piece. What are you talking about?
Of course. It's the shit right now. What do you mean?
We're not going to do any spoilers for the manga, which I already caught up with the manga. Well, at least this last week's chapter. But I don't think we're getting a new chapter this upcoming week into the following one, if I'm not mistaken.
That's all right.
But the official website for the One Piece film, Red Anime Film, announced on Thursday that the One Piece television anime will air tie-in prologue episodes to the movie on August 14 and 21st. The episode would depict moments that take place 10 years before the events of the film and will feature young Luffy and Uta with Shanks' red-haired pirates. Young Nami and Zoro, as well as returning characters, will make an appearance. The episode will also show the Straw Hat crew make their way to Elegia, the island of music and setting for the film. So like always, you get your typical fillers for a release of the movie, which I'm excited for.
So does that mean that the movie's going to be canon?
Well, usually they always put fillers for like movies like Film Z. They also put fillers for a film goal, same thing. But I mean, I'm pretty sure the movie's going to be canon. Because think about it. It's Yuta. It's Shanks' daughter. Shanks is a badass. It's not like a new character, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a character. So it has to be canon. But we'll see. And speaking of Film Red, One Piece did 1.06 billion on the first day. Billion yen. So that's roughly around 7.8 million on the first day, on day one. Not the first week, day one. So I'm like, pretty sure in the first week it's going to be crazy.
Just smacking around that big old One Piece D.
Yeah, dude. Fucking almost saw a spoiler from the movie on Twitter. They put it and it was a video. It just looked like everyone was going all over the play, like fucking the badass fighting. I'm like, nope, scroll down. I ain't going to spoil this one for me. That's for sure. So I was like, nope, scroll down. I don't want to see it. Because if I stay there, I will probably have seen it. So I'm like, nope. I'm waiting for the movie release, which we still haven't gotten an official release for. We only know that it's going to come out in fall 2022.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm still excited for it.
And before we move to the character of the week, let's talk about Demon Slayer.
Okay. The game?
Yeah.
All right.
So yesterday, Saturday, but not Monday, because, you know, we all know it comes out on Tuesdays, this episode. But on Saturday, got home. I was like, let me play some Demon Slayer online. Oh, I'm like at 70-something percent to complete, to get the Platinum Trophies.
Oh, not bad.
I'm like 40 out of 47 trophies, some shit like that. And anyways, so I'm like, let me play online. So I go, I don't have online anymore. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, should I just get 1 month or the whole year? I'm like, you know what? Let me get the whole year because the new Call of Duty is going to come out. And I feel like playing some shooting games.
I have a little bit of news for you after the podcast. Or we can talk about it right now.
Or we could head to the Discord on the video game section. We could talk right there too. By the way, you guys better join. We have a video game section just for anime only and video games for like general. Just head over. The description is going to be, the link is going to be in the sign ups like always. We have like around 11 people already, right? Including us. So not bad. So. Anyway, so I'm like, fuck it. Let me get it 1 year so I could play Demon Slayer online. Go, did the first match. Got my ass handed to me. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. So I didn't choose my right characters because it was already set up. So before you find a match, you have to set up your characters and the map you want to play in, actually, before you search for a match. I'm like, okay, let me do that. Let me get my characters. Play again. They whoop my fucking ass. Couldn't do shit. There was combos after combos after combos. I'm like, are they even putting me with like noobs like me? Because they only had like 5 matches won, or like 3 or 2. Or 0, I'm like, nah, this can't be right. Like, what the fuck? I got so fucking pissed, dude. I was about to send an email to Sony and be like, hey, can I get my money back for the 1 year? Dude, I got so mad. I'm like, holy shit. And I had never rage quit in my life before. In any video game, I would get mad. Because the only time I would get mad is when they like play against someone, they'd be like, ha ha ha, like whatever, when I was younger, you know, they make fun of you, especially your brother. Because usually that tends to happen. Unless you both of them are talking shit, then it's cool. But only like one of them is talking shit on you, like, you fucking loser, whatever, they're wearing your ass. Other than that, but not even rage quit, I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna play again and then fucking beat you, and then I'll be laughing at you now because I beat you. This time, no. They whooped my fucking ass. I'm like, they didn't let me do anything. It wasn't even like a close match.
How does it feel, Mr. Krabs?
So,
you feel it now?
I can't feel anything.
That's exactly how I felt when we were playing Ninja Storm.
I don't feel anything because my hole is so wide open that I want to take a fire sound. Dude, it looks like they just fucking bend me over with no fucking loop or anything, just straight wrong. Fucking, they clap my checks hard, dude. And then my son, he was watching. He was like, how can you don't do this? He was like, how can you do the special? Like, in my head, like, motherfucker, do you think I'm trying to do the special on this bitch? I was like, shut up, you. I was like, don't talk, don't interrupt me right now because I'm not in the mood.
And they were like, how about you shut the fuck up?
I was like, you want to play? You want to handle your ass right now?
You want to play it? Here you go. See, Mr. Big Shot, let's see. Oh, I'm 6 years old, I bet. I want to see you do this.
But actually, I've been wanting to record and play and post it on YouTube, just put like new Gets Destroyed playing online. That was going to be the title because I knew I was going to get destroyed, but not this bad, man. It would be a first baddest reaction, like getting my ass. No, probably the camera was in front of me. I was going to hold it in and then break my camera.
Yeah, well, even if it's just like for gameplay and audio, just know that your PlayStation is constantly recording or it has the option to record. So you can like finish a match and afterwards you just press the capture button and you can choose to save a recording of the gameplay. You could choose how far back you want, either the whole thing if you just started from a minute past 30 seconds, 5 minutes, it goes 30 seconds, minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10, 15, and 30, or the whole thing. So it gives you that option, you know, something that you might want to consider.
Yeah, I was watching. I was just gonna put it, start recording right away, and then just start doing online matches, save it, start cutting parts. Because I want to put, I was thinking of using this webcam, but I don't want to transfer my PlayStation 4 or put it on a monitor because I prefer to play on the big screen, not on the monitor, to be honest. So I'm just going to put the camera that I use for my YouTube, face it towards me, have my mic, and then just record the audio, and then record with a separate mic my voice with the video, of course.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. So guys, keep an eye out, you know? We'll see how it goes.
There might be some rage videos coming.
Yeah. I think it didn't piss me off that I lost. Because I knew I was going to lose. It just pissed me off that those fuckers didn't let me do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Out of 11 matches, I think I only won 4. And you have to win three. So it's not like two out of three. So you have to win three.
Three individual matches.
Yeah, so you could go all the way up to match number five. Mm-hmm. So I won three or four. But okay, the other fucking seven, eight, whatever's, I got my ass handed to me, dude. I was like, in some, I was so close, I could have beat him. But I just fuck up, like, why did I do this shit? So I was like, But it's fun overall, though. I highly recommend you guys playing this. You guys could get your ass whooped.
I'll probably wait for it to go on sale. Then I'll buy it, and then don't worry, I'll clap your cheeks, too.
All right, good. At least use some loot with me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's what, 30 bucks or 40, I think, right now? It's not 60 bucks, that's for sure. Because I didn't buy it at $60. I bought it for like 30. Maybe 40. It was on Amazon, so I don't know if they had it sold. It was like 30 or 40 bucks.
No.
But highly recommend it. And now we are going to be moving to the character of the week.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
What happened?
Hee-hee. I don't know.
I said, oh, yeah.
And I said, hee-hee. Well, anyway. Do you want to just guess, or should we just tell the peeps our character, or how we doing this, boy?
I'm fine with just saying it.
All right. Who's your character?
I talked about him a little bit. It's Zangetsu.
Zangetsu?
Ichigo's blade.
No, it's sword. It has to be a character. Sorry. I'm sorry. You cannot use Zangetsu. I don't give a fuck. Sorry.
It's the white hollow version of him.
Not sorry. No, the one that looks straight out like Ichigo, but a hollow version? No. Sorry, you can.
No, it's
it doesn't exist. Sorry.
Yes.
All right.
Who's yours?
Damn, going white. Take out that white hat, my guy. But anyways, I already gave you like 2-3 hints throughout this conversation when I said after the character of the week.
All right. Muzan? Was he the one that clapped your cheeks?
Yeah. And actually, I wasn't going to go with him because I forgot that now I just put Demon Slayer characters. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with the demon like Rengoku. Oh, but okay. Everyone... If you're driving, do it afterwards. You listen to Foka.
I know exactly what you're going to say. My friend told me about this during the week, and it's hilarious. Go ahead.
If you put on the Google search for... That's why I laugh when you put Demon Slayer characters. And you see Tanjiro, Kamado with a picture. You see Nosuke, Geiji with a picture. And then you say Muzan. And the picture of Muzan is Michael Jackson. Oh my god. That's what we
hee hee. It's like straight up Michael Jackson.
Dude, but, I'm like, wait, what? And I click on it, and straight out Michael Jackson. Not even the anime. Like, no, it's not even animated. It's straight out a real life picture of Michael Jackson.
Yeah. But I mean, you can tell why the algorithm is doing it, and it kind of makes sense.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
If you go to images, the first image that pops up is somebody that's making a comparison of the design. So the left side is Michael Jackson, on the right, it's Muzan.
Yeah.
But the way that it's split, it's so much of Michael Jackson that when it shows, you can barely see the cut.
Yeah,
but you can see the
comparison. Yeah.
You can very much just see Michael Jackson as Muzan, and it's hilarious.
Dude. When I sound like, dude, am I blind? Do I need glasses already? Which, I mean, I do need glasses, but I'm like, am I really that blind? I'm like, no, it is MJ.
Yeah, it's MJ in his white suit.
Oh, shit. No, it's still Muzan, still not in the game yet.
No.
And even for this, the DLC for 2022, he won't be in the game. But holy shit. So yeah, that's my guy. Like I said, I was going to go the one with the kill Rengoku.
Yeah,
but once I saw, I was gonna go with Muzan, because I know he's a badass.
Yeah,
but we haven't seen him fight, and just because we haven't seen too much of it, I want to save that character for later.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, let me go with the guy that killed Rengoku. But like I said, once I saw this show, like, nah, I have to go with my boy right now. Yeah. Yeah, I have to go with Musan right now because holy shit, it's just priceless.
Yeah. That last little bit of my dream got cold and it got to me. But yeah, we're probably not going to see most of his fighting or even anything of his fighting until season 4. Because I'm pretty sure we're not going to see it in season... It is season 3 that's coming out, right?
Yeah, because season 2 was the Rengoku one.
Yeah, we're not going to see him at all during season 3. At least not him. I'm pretty sure it's going to be season 4. Maybe a season 5? You don't know?
Well, it depends how much they want to stretch it out to.
Yeah, because even like Attack on Titan, I thought it was just going to be 2 parts of the 4th season.
Attack on Titan is something else. Before I forget, if any of you guys want to know into what arc you play in the video game, it's into the Rengoku arc. So that's pretty cool.
Do you see what happens? Like, does it end there?
Yeah, no, you see what happens to Rengoku and everything.
Okay.
Now, there is a scene. Okay, you guys could leave already. I don't know if this is going to be spoiler. You haven't seen Demon Slayer. So, before I say spoilers, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to send us an email at samuraisummitpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to join our Discord. The more people we have, the more... I have it set up. It's not like the best setup ever, but I think it's pretty cool. Okay, especially since we... Picks. Yeah, full and toes. Since we also have a Battlefield section where you could... There's a table and a room section. The room is for video games. So you want to square up with someone. If you have a beef with someone, you could use the table for card games or the room for video games and just handle your beef there, because we don't want no drama on the chats. You know, you have some drama with someone, which I'm pretty sure people are just gonna start beefing with people so they could play video games or something, you know. That's the main reason why I put out, like, if you have some beef with someone, handle it on the battlefield. Because once I know people have, like, once you get Demon Slayer, I'm gonna start some beef with Rhythmic right here on the Discord so we could take it to the battlefield. Not sure if we're gonna be able to stream it. I mean, not stream it, but through Discord, sure. Can we be able to, so people could watch?
You can show. So even like right now, if you were to go, it has like a share option.
Uh-huh. And people could, like, see through Discord live?
Share your screen. Yeah, but it would mostly apply if you have like a way to connect it.
Okay, yeah, because mine will be for the PS on my TV, so I wouldn't be able to do it.
Maybe because you have a MacBook right now, right?
Yeah.
You would need a capture card and then do that whole setup, and then you could capture just the screen or just capture a window that you could capture it from your laptop.
Okay, so yeah, I'm thinking
like going live, but not necessarily.
Yeah, because I want people to do that so people could be like, oh shit, they got beef. Let's see who's gonna win. You know, like get hype. I think that would be pretty cool. But yeah, that's it for this podcast. Now, if you guys want to stay for the little, it's not really a big spoiler from the video game, but I just had a question. Then you guys may leave. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed the rest of the day. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Hit next. There's going to be another one.
Okay, so does Rengoku, Tanjiro fights against Rengoku after he dies? Like in the little dream or anything like that? By any chance?
Okay,
because that happens in the game. Sorry if it's a spoiler. Patrick, he dies, he's like knocked out, and then he has this weird dream, and he fights against Rengoku, and he kind of like smiling, and they go all out.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. I'm guessing they added, you know, to add a little bit of closure, because Tanjiro, they do show him to be like very upset about it later on.
Okay. See, yeah,
that's all original.
Yeah, okay, so I wasn't sure if that happened, like, because that was pretty cool that they added that at the end. All right. That was it. I told you guys, I don't know if it was a big spoiler, unless you guys wanted to play the game. I'm sorry. I just was killing me. I couldn't Google it, but I'm like, you know what? Let's put it on the podcast. All right, for sure. We see you on the next one. Peace.
Ciao.